Starting a journey towards better health can often feel like standing at the base of a mountain, looking up at the peak. It's no small feat, but with the proper foundation, it's not only possible, it's achievable. Setting personal health goals is the foundation of a healthier lifestyle. Hello. You are listening to High Blood Pressure Wellness Lifestyle Podcast with Donna Williams. Hi, I am Donna Williams, your certified holistic health coach, owner and creator of info on highbloodpressure.com website. I teach and guide my community, especially women of color, in a variety of ways through my website pages, one-on-one coaching, online courses on how to prevent, treat, and reduce chronic diseases, of which high blood pressure is one of them. A mindful eating program, which is a powerful eating approach that changes how you think about meals forever. Also, an interactive coaching program on how to eat your way to balanced blood sugar control. Are you borderline diabetic? I can help you reverse it within 30 days. These programs are designed to empower you, equipping you with tools, techniques, and strategies that create lasting, impactful change. It's a lifestyle change, where wellness is not an afterthought, but a way of life. It's a transformation. Today's topic is foundations first, building your personal health plan. One of the most challenging things about laying out the foundations first to building your personal health plan is getting started. Motivating yourself to change can be difficult, especially if you're dealing with a major illness. But you can achieve optimal health by taking small steps towards your goals daily. You'll pave a path that will get you there with a slow and steady approach. First, my question to you is, what is the first goal you want to make progress on? You have to know what is the first step you want to take. What's the first result you'd like to see that will keep you motivated? So let's build your personal health plan together, starting now. Here's how you can begin laying that foundation step by step. Number one, start with self-assessment. The first step towards setting personal health goals is understanding where you currently stand. Consider a thorough self-assessment, which includes your current health status, your lifestyle practices, and mental well-being. Use tools like health risk assessments and wellness screenings, or track your daily habits for a week. Be honest with yourself. This is your starting line, not a harsh judgment. Are any of these health issues, like high blood pressure or high blood sugar, you would like help in promoting wellness? Allow me to teach and guide you on your road to normalize blood pressure and boost your longevity and odds at greater health along the way within 30 days. You'll start seeing results in less than 30 days. Number two, define clear, achievable goals. Goals should be specific. They should be measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. That is the smart way. Rather than a vague objective like, I want to get fit. Set a specific goal such as, I want to run a 5K marathon in 3 months. Or I want to reduce my cholesterol levels by 10% in 6 months. This clarity, this type of clarity, would carve out a clearer path forward. Number 3, start small and build up. Attempting to change too much too quickly can be overwhelming. That I know for sure. So start with small, manageable changes that you can consistently maintain and build from there. For example, start by cutting out soda. Then gradually introduce more vegetables into your diet. Small victories lay the groundwork for broader changes. Number 4, integrate goals into your lifestyle. Your health goals must fit into your lifestyle for them to be sustainable. That is the only way. If you can't go to the gym, find workouts to do at home. I go to the gym, but there are some days when I can't make it or I just don't want to go to the gym. I do even 15 minutes on my floor here. I do something at home. If you're short on time, focus on high intensive interval training workouts that can be done in less time. The more your goals align with your lifestyle, the more likely you will stick with them. Track your progress. That is number 5. Keep a health diary or use an app to track your progress. You can also make notes, use your pen and paper if you feel comfortable doing that. Within my Overcome High Blood Pressure program, I provide a tracking sheet that you can use pen and paper. Seeing improvements, no matter how small, can be incredibly motivating. It's a motivating record, not just for your physical changes, but also how you feel. Increased energy levels, improved sleep, and a brighter mood are all significant indicators of progress. Number 6, seek professional guidance. I am all for that. A health coach can be invaluable in setting and achieving your health goals. They can provide personalized advice, keep you accountable, help you navigate any challenges that may arise. I'm a certified holistic health coach with over 5 years of experience. I'll work with you to create a specific plan of action based on your unique needs and goals, developing sustainable action steps that support the lifestyle you desire, moving you forward consistently instead of plateauing or regressing. You'll have my support every step of the way. I'm here to help you stay on track and push yourself when needed. But also, I'll give you the freedom to make mistakes and learn from them. Let's start with your tailor-made program by booking our first session together. This expertise ensures that your goals are healthy and realistic. Number 7, prepare for setbacks. Setbacks are a natural part of any journey in life. Rather than seeing them as failures, view them as opportunities to learn and grow. Perhaps a particular strategy doesn't work for you. It's not a one-size-fits-all. Or life gets in the way of your routine. Adjust your plan and keep moving forward. Number 8, celebrate successes. Don't wait to reach your final goal to celebrate. No, no, no. Acknowledging and rewarding the efforts you have put in is crucial. It could be as simple as a relaxing bath after a week of completed workouts or a new workout outfit after a month of consistent training. because then your body is changing. So you need probably a little pep up, a new outfit to look even better. These celebrations reinforce positive behavior and keep you motivated. Now, I want to help you implement the foundation as you build your personal health plan for weeknights with time-saving techniques and tips. I want to read to you what BJ Fogg said. He said, if you pick the right small behavior and sequence it right, then you won't have to motivate yourself to have it grow. It will just happen naturally, like a good seed planted in a good sport. So here is how you can simplify your weeknights with time-saving techniques and tips. Balancing work, family, and personal life can make weeknight dinners challenging for many of us. Meal prepping is an effective way to save time and reduce stress while ensuring you and your family enjoy delicious and nutritious meals throughout the week. Let's explore the concept of easy meal prep dinners, including tips, techniques, and ideas to help you create various satisfying, flavorful, and time-saving meals you look forward to eating every night. We'll start by planning ahead and make a shopping list. The key to successful meal prepping is planning ahead. Start by creating a meal plan for the week. That includes a variety of proteins, vegetables, and whole grains to keep things interesting and well-rounded. Once you have a plan, make a shopping list and purchase all the ingredients you'll need for your meal prep sessions. Having everything on hand will make the process smoother and more efficient. I'll put a link there for you to download a shopping list guide, a heart healthy shopping list guide, and it's free. Next, batch cook your proteins. One of the best meal prep strategies is to cook your proteins in bulk. Choose versatile proteins like chicken, lean ground turkey, tofu, or beans that can be used in various dishes throughout the week. You want to roast, grill, or slow cook your proteins in large quantities to save time and ensure you have a base for multiple meals. I usually cook for at least 2 to 3 days. Pre-cut and store vegetables. Chopping and prepping vegetables can be time-consuming. I usually have a container of pre-cut salads so I can dish out portions so we have it all ready. And I'll add things to it if I wish. Save yourself some time during the week by pre-cutting and storing vegetables in airtight containers in the fridge. You can have beautiful color containers. I have some covers have different colors that represent whatever you think you want in those type of colors. This will make it much easier to throw together a stir fry, a salad, or a side dish when pressed for time. Plus, you'll be more likely to incorporate veggies into your meals when they are prepped and ready to go. I find that I incorporate it more. I even incorporate veg into my breakfast. Cook and portion grains. We're talking grains like rice, quinoa, and pasta can be the foundation for many meal prep dinners. Cook your grains in large batches and portion them into individual containers or bags for easy reheating during the week. Or you can leave everything in one container and just portion out what you want to eat that evening. Grains can be easily dressed with sauce, spices, and mix-ins to create delicious and satisfying meals. I want you to embrace one pan and sheet pan meals. They are delicious. One pan and sheet pan meals are perfect for easy meal prep dinners. These recipes often require minimal prep work and result in fewer dishes to clean up, making them a go-to option for busy weeknights. So you're going to toss your proteins, your vegetables and seasoning onto a sheet pan or a skillet and let the oven or stovetop do the work. The endless possibilities result in a tasty home-cooked meal with minimal effort. Utilize your slow cooker or instant pot. Slow cooker and instant pots are fantastic tools for meal prepping because they allow you to cook large quantities of food with minimal hands-on time. You can be doing other things meanwhile it's cooking. Use these appliances to make soups, stews, chilies, or shredded meats for tacos and sandwiches. The best part is many slow cooker and instant pot recipes can be prepped in advance and stored in the freezer. So all you have to do is dump out the contents into the appliance and let it work its magic. Rotate your meal prep dinners. I don't want to be eating the same thing every day. That is why I will cook more than one proteins or main dish to change up different evenings. To prevent mealtime boredom, rotating your meal prep dinners is essential. Incorporate new recipes and ingredients to keep things exciting and ensure you're getting a variety of nutrients. We don't want to be eating the same thing every day. Consider trying different cuisine or experimenting with new cooking techniques to mix things up and keep your taste buds excited. With careful planning, batch cooking and versatile ingredients and cooking techniques, you can simplify your weeknights while enjoying delicious and nutritious meals. By following these steps, you're not just setting goals. You are laying a sustainable foundation for a healthier future. Remember, the path to personal health doesn't have a finish line. So, enjoy that journey. Thank you for being here at High Blood Pressure Wellness Lifestyle Podcast and listening to this episode of Foundations First, Building Your Personal Health Plan. Do take a moment to subscribe and share with family and friends. And see you next week. Bye for now.